This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association talking about fire season, fire danger, and where things stand. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got this word that starts to pop up in the forecast Friday night. R-A-I-N.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I sure hope it happens. Until then, though, you know, we still have some concerns. It's still very dry out there. The fuels are still very dry. So that's one of the big things we're watching. We're starting to see some more illegal burns pop up, both in campfires where they shouldn't be and then backyard debris burning. You know, this time of year is very deceiving because it starts cooling down a little bit. The days are getting shorter and people kind of think that the fire danger is not there anymore. But until we get some really good measurable rainfall, that's not the case. We can still see fires take off and burn, especially on the front end of that system as it moves through later in the week. We're probably going to see some gusty winds as a system starts to move onshore.
So have you had a lot of these situations where you've had to go out and chase down the illegal fires?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing, you know, one or two every couple days. And like I said, it's ranged from campfires down at the river or somewhere else out in the woods to burn barrels or illegal burns. So that's something we've been chasing around quite a bit lately.
Now, the rain coming up on Saturday, they say half to three quarters of an inch. More on Sunday, maybe even a thunderstorm, though. Those aren't always good.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, though, typically if we do see thunderstorms, they do come with precipitation, which it sounds like is going to be the case. You know, if we do get that precipitation, we'll definitely take that and deal with any lightning-related fires that pop up out of that. We definitely need this moisture, and we're hopeful for anything we can get.
Now, as you look ahead into the weather data you have access to, head into next week, the next couple of weeks, what are you seeing?
So looking out for the next, you know, 7 to 14 days, you know, we're not seeing anything crazy out there. It doesn't look like we're going to see temperatures rebound back up very high. Not a lot of moisture doesn't look like beyond this right now. You know, that data can change. It, you know, it's constantly being updated, so we'll see where that all pans out. But right now, it looks like we're going to see pretty seasonable conditions.
Now, what has DFBA been doing in terms of some of the fires we're hearing about up the North Umpqua? What role do you have there in any of that?
So the fires that are still taking place, the Rough Patch Complex, the Jack Fire, and the Devil's Knob Complex are all on the Umpqua National Forest. So we've got some personnel engaged right now on the Devil's Knob Complex. There's still some private lands that are threatened down there, several homes down around where that fire is burning right now. So we still have some personnel engaged with the team down there. But overall, the majority of our resources are still around the valley and outlying areas of our district for initial attack purposes.
Now, obviously, a lot quieter right now than this time a year ago.
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah. Again, you know, that could change at any time with a new fire start. You know, we don't see those strong east winds like we saw last year in the forecast. But again, all it takes is a fire, wrong place, right time to have something go over the hill. And that's, you know, not what we want to see right now.
Now, we've talked with various folks in the last week as we've kind of looked back at the Archie Creek fire. About all the work that has taken place since then, and a lot more to continue on for quite a while.
Yeah, you know, everybody's kind of in the same boat here, to some extent, depending on if you're reforesting or if you're trying to rebuild your home, or if you're just, you know, love the North Umpqua to recreate on. You know, it's going to be a long process for a lot of different people, and DFPA is in the same boat. So we lost a guard station in that fire and a lookout there on Mount Scott. So we're still in the process of both of those, trying to figure out what our long-term plans are going to be. We've had some short-term plans to get us through this fire season with a temporary tower up on Mount Scott for our camera, and you know, the Glide Fire Department's been gracious enough to let us you know, store an engine there for quick responses up the river. But we're still trying to figure out what our long-term plan is, just like everybody else is that were affected by that fire last year.
With things not being as busy this year, do you still have the same level of crews out there available?
So, you know, it really just depends on what you consider busy is. So I was actually pulling the numbers yesterday for a district manager. We average 98 fires a year, and we're up to 141. So we started running on fires in mid-April, and it's been fairly consistent since then. So we haven't seen a Archie Creek-sized fire, but we've seen multiple small fires, many of which were, you know, less than a half acre or a quarter acre in size, a lot of which people don't a lot of times hear about. You know, they kind of just get swept under the rug because it doesn't take up a lot of time, and it's pretty small. But in terms of number of fires, you know, it's been a very busy summer.
And it seems like last year, before we had Archie Creek, up until that point, it had been quieter than normal for last year.
Last year was a great year up until early September. You know, fires overall were down. The majority of the acres burned last year came from that one incident. You know, overall, it was a great, great summer up until, you know, September 7th, 8th, and everything kind of went sideways from there.
What about the Oregon Department of Forestry and some of the other folks that you work with, other regions of Oregon? What are they seeing this time of year?
You know, in terms of ODF, you know, there's not much in the way of large fire on the landscape right now. Most of the large fires are up through the crest of the Cascades or into the Cascades on Forest Service lands. But, you know, ODF and the other Forest Protective Associations, we're still responding to initial attacks on a daily basis. You know, that's going to be kind of the thing until we see some significant rain. I guess the one thing to point out, even though there is rain forecasted, you know, here in the next couple days, it's not going to be enough to end fire season. So that's going to be the big thing I'm hoping people get out of this is we're still going to be in fire season come next week. We're not going to have enough precipitation to open up debris burning. So please, 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 everybody do your part and, you know, make sure you check in on what the restrictions are. We're probably going to make some adjustments to both the fire danger and the IFPL if the precipitation comes as forecasted. But please check in and find out what happens.
And where are we at now on the fire danger?
Yeah, so we're still sitting at a fire danger of high with an industrial fire precaution level of 3. So for the general public, that's shut down most activities at 10 a.m. in the morning up until 8 p.m. in the evening.
And what else should people know going into the next few days here?
So again, you know, the big thing, you know, we're really seeing that increase in debris burning. We're asking people to refrain from that until that gets opened back up. We'll be reevaluating this fall to see if we can issue permits. Otherwise, it'll be after fire season ends. Other than that, all the public use restrictions on mowing, chainsaw use, cutting, grinding, welding metal, off-road driving, all that stuff still remains in effect. And that information can be found on dfpa.net or at our information line, 672-0379.
Kyle Breed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
839 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.